Until recently, Chennai was mostly known because of its proximity to Versailles, the dazzling 18th century palace that was home to French Sun King Louis XIV. But today, the small town west of Paris is making news because of another monument, a 7,000 square meter Mormon temple expected to be built here in the next few years.
Alors, le futur temple se trouve, on voit le bâtiment que nous allons démolir. Alors, attendez, où est-il?
From his office window, Chennai Mayor Philippe Briot points to an abandoned asbestos-filled energy plant. This is the property the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has acquired for its temple. Further away, the spire of the Versailles Palace Church sparkles in the sun.
Quand on a vu arriver le client qui achetait, on n'a pas été emballé parce qu'effectivement...
Briot admits he was not thrilled to receive the church's request to acquire the property. He says the Mormons have a negative image in predominantly Catholic France, even if they may not deserve it. Briot says he granted the building permit after an investigation he commissioned found no reason to refuse it. With 36,000 members, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in France is among the oldest and largest of Mormon churches in Europe. Missionaries arrived here from the United States in the 1850s. But only recently have ordinary French become aware of the Mormon faith, partly through media reports about U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who spent time in France as a young Mormon missionary, and partly because of the controversy surrounding the Chennai Temple. Political analyst Michel Bacheron says that unlike the United States, French history has shaped a public deeply wary of any religion invading public space.
Those Mormon temples tend to be really big, and you can't miss them, and you can have some architectural disagreement with that, and some people in a particular town may not like it. There is as well the fact that people know that only real Mormons can attend ceremonies in the temple, so that goes with the fact that it creates suspicion what's really going on in there.
And here we are in the real chapel, that is where we have the Sunday meetings.
Today, France's Mormon community gathers in ordinary churches like this one in the neighboring town of Versailles. But church spokesman Christian Oeuvrard says there are special services that can only take place in temples.
A temple is a place for communion, it's a place for spiritual retreat, it's a place where families will come once or twice a year.
For now, Mormons like 40-year-old American Darla Pape, who attends a Versailles church with her family, must travel to Britain or Germany to go to temple.
For us, going to the temple is a wonderful experience. And so I think that for church members in France to have a temple close that they could go to more regularly, they will see many blessings in their lives from that regular attendance.
But opposition to the temple project is growing. An internet petition circulated by a Chennai group has gathered 6,000 signatures, although Mayor Briot says most are not local residents. The mayor's opponents criticize the project, mostly, it appears, for political reasons. Others, like Marie Drian, local chapter head of UNADFI, a group fighting religious extremism, view the Mormon faith with skepticism.
Dans ce que disait l'endoctrinement, mais je pense que le prosélytisme est aussi quand même, fait partie de cette église.
Drian says the Mormon Church demands a lot from its members, both financially and spiritually. It uses marketing methods to proselytize, which Europeans are not used to. And she doubts the temple will benefit the local community. But Michelle, another local resident, has no objections to a Mormon temple in Chennai.
Ils existent aux États-Unis depuis tellement d'années. Moi, j'ai visité trois fois le Salt Lake City.
Michelle says she has visited Salt Lake City in Utah, the headquarters of the Latter-day Saints, and she knows about the religion. Church spokesman Oeuvrard says a Chennai temple will allow other French to discover his faith.
For us, it's a great opportunity to explain who we are, to introduce ourselves, and to say, yes, we have been here for a long time, we are here, and we are very, present in society.
Oeuvrard says the temple project includes gardens that will be open to the public. With time and greater awareness, he believes, French fears about the Mormons will disappear. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Chennai, France.